A mid-September morning, two turning wheels, 70 spinning, shining spokes. I go to town from patch of sunlight to patch of sunlight, warming to the highway ahead. As soon as I turn west onto open road and begin my climb, from 1,200 to 1,900 feet, I'm going up the Buffalo Ridge now, up the Buffalo Ridge, I realize that I'm at war with my bulking weight and every biker's enemy, the wind. And that's very serious stuff, the wind, if you're a biker. A truck passes. I veer to the far side of the shoulder. In the aftermath of its passing, my rhythm wilts in its turbulence and the penetrating smell of fecal matter. I become one with the thudding truck and its harvest cargo, tiers of caged pigs, shitting their short, nervous way from confinement to death. The truck delivers me with the pigs to the gathering hog plant. Black rubber boots, sharp knives, hoses without nozzles, and rivulets and rivers of flowing blood. Hooked and hung up on the passing line and the metamorphosis of roads circling dream, I become mouth and food, all that eats and is eaten, until unthinking body puts me rhythmically back on the road. Calories in, calories out, legs up, legs down, so I resume my climb. Five easy pumps in the pulling draft. The rumbling resides, fresh air resuscitates my autumn ride, and so I pedal on like a fighter beyond his legs, precariously leaning forward, far off my saddle, poised out beyond all balance, my heart seeking to outrun fall's swelling market and flesh's certain end.